Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from Beaver Parish Church.
Morning everyone. I hope you're enjoying our Pentecost service so far. It comes at the end of a week that's been full of all sorts of colour and activity and everything else. And Pentecost Sunday is no less than that. It's a great explosive moment in the life of the disciples. You know the question we've been thinking about, what happens next? Well, today is the day when what happens next suddenly becomes this new reality for them. And the possibility that there could be something new in this day for us as well is just so exciting. We're going to turn to the Bible reading now. It's in Acts 2. It's the story of what happened on that day of Pentecost. It's 50 days since the resurrection. And something begins to happen in that upper room where these disciples and Mary, Jesus' mother, and some of the other women and friends have all been waiting and praying and expectant, and it begins to happen. Now, we're going to have four readers this morning. The first one is going to give us the introduction to the story and what's happening, and then second, third, and fourth readers are actually going to read the same thing. We're going to hear it three times. But we're going to hear it from three different versions of the New Testament, three different translations. We're going to hear it from three different voices. We're going to hear it from three different places. And we're going to hear it from three different perspectives. And we'll come to why this is really important to hear it this way this morning. I hope you enjoy seeing these people and everything else, because they're all part of Beaver, but they're all far away. So let's have our readings.
Hi, my name's Robin Key, and I grew up in Beaver Church. My family are still very much part of the family there. My dad is the handsome lead guitarist who is singing from the choir. Robin, please adjust this if you feel it's untrue. Anyway, I'm now living in London with my Belfast flatmates, and I'm working as an actor here. The reading for today is in Acts 2. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from the heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard the sound, the crowd came together in bewilderment. Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They've had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd.
Hi, my name is Carol Brewer. I'm married to Peter Brewer and we live in Canada. I'm originally from Ireland. I attended Beaver Parish Church. My sister is Elizabeth Wilson and she's married to Ken Wilson, both singing in your choir. We visit Ireland usually every year and I do attend the church there. I've been asked by Adrian to read from Acts 2. These people are not drunk as you suppose. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. This is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy.
Good morning, everyone. My name's Megan Orr, and as many of you know, I grew up within the Beaver Church, but I now live over in Halifax in West Yorkshire, and I'm also part of the Cairns Hill Huddle Group. This is what the prophet Joel announced would happen. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on every kind of people. Your sons will prophesy, also your daughters. Your young men will see visions. Your old men dream dreams. When the time comes, I'll pour out my spirit on those who serve me, men and women both, and they will prophesy.
Hi, my name's Alex Thompson and I grew up in Beaver Parish. My mum and dad are still very involved there, but I now live in Leicester and during the pandemic, I've been working in Myanmar. This is how the Apostle Peter explained what was happening on the day of Pentecost. This is not drunkenness. This is the fulfillment of the prophecy of Joel. Hear what God says. In those last days, I will offer my spirit to all humanity as another offering of myself. Your children will boldly speak the word of the Lord. Young warriors will see visions and your elders will dream dreams. Yes, in those days, I will offer my spirit to all servants, both male and female, will boldly speak and live out my word.
Thanks to those people for reading for us. Wasn't it lovely to see some of those faces from far away? Now, the point of that was that they, on the day of Pentecost, we're told in Acts chapter 2 that there were people there from every nation under heaven. Now, I've got a big map here and a wee pointer. Every nation, all those, the names of all the nations, there's a big long list of them there. They're all right round the Mediterranean there. And in actual fact, if you lived in Jerusalem, that would be the whole world. Yeah? In their world, that was the whole world. And God says that in the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all people. And what we're supposed to pick up from that, the symbolism of all those nations that were all around the Mediterranean there, is that the gift of God's Holy Spirit is to all flesh, all people. And then we heard read from different places that it's about men and women and young and old and sons and daughters and dreaming dreams and seeing vision. And it doesn't mean hallucinating or anything, it just means dreaming about what God wants us to do and how he wants us to be. And he says, he goes on to say, I'll pour out my spirit in those days and they will prophesy. And there's something about that, the gifting of the Holy Spirit, that allows us to speak the right words at the right times, to answer people's questions, to be there with them, to bring comfort, and all those things that gift of prophecy is all about. But there's also, and I think this is really crucial for us to grasp, there's something about they will prophesy. There's something about all those age groups, those different sorts of people, like all around all of that, but in our understanding, it's now the whole of the world, that God has put together this global movement of people. And together we're a prophetic edge in the whole of the world. That means that who we are and the way we are together, that the Church of God spread around the world, the Church of God spread around Beaver, the Church of God spread around East and South Belfast, whatever our world is, there should be something about how we relate to one another, the compassion that is in us, the hope that oozes out of us, the creative spirit about us, the use of beauty and of colour, the words that come from us, the prayer that we offer for people, how we behave, the grace and mercy that flow from us rather than judgment, that the whole thing is, and they will prophesy. That is our prophetic gifting and anointing for the world. That somehow or other people would, just by being around us, would sense this is the presence of God. This is what God is like. And in case you think that means it's incredibly spiritual and way beyond us, it isn't. It's ordinary people like you and me living out how God wants us to be. Now, I want to just show you a few things, because we've got some pictures of plain, ordinary people. They're all from our 6 o'clock candle. We're going to look at them. I'm not going to name the names, but you're going to see some things that you may have seen before, but you will know all the people doing all of this, and they aren't special. They're just a selection of ordinary people trying to live out this call of the Holy Spirit, that in some way, living out a prophetic image of what God is like in our world. So let's just go over to that right now.
Painting in the petals on blue anemones to go on cards, that will bring such comfort to people who feel grief and pain and the heartache of this whole illness thing. Making and shaping a safe environment that is vibrant for children, and great music and worship and everything going on there. Oh, coloured pom-poms that can be hung up just to let people just look a bit higher, and photographs to remind us of the people to pray for, origami butterflies as thank yous to neighbours. The brownies doing emojis that were filled with hope and positive thinking and health and all sorts of things, looking after God's creatures and deliberately looking after God's environment because it's good for all of us. Creating a safe place for people who maybe don't have enough. And that's where all the toilet rolls went. Remember, we couldn't get any. Oh, and everybody who's involved in food production and all the normal processes of society that allow us to go on living and being a community of people. A safe and alternative kind of coffee space, the dock, where people can meet and chat and just enjoy being together. And even in our own community, reaching out because people are in need, intentionally designing programs that will help people and serve people. In all sorts of ways, just being that prophetic edge of God's people in the world.
Examples of ordinary people. In fact, we all know they are because we know them all. Just allowing the Holy Spirit to move inside of them and to create this kind of explosive creativity. Something prophetic to our world that lets them get a glimpse of the colour and the beauty and the love and the compassion and the provision of God in our world. That might make people sense that there is a message contained in here somewhere that could change my life. The message that is Jesus Christ and what he did on that cross and through his resurrection, but has now been handed to us to live out in our world. So how does this happen? Like hearing the call of God to our lives, like becoming Christians, like everything else, it happens with a change in our hearts, with a bowing of our heads before God, and with inviting him to come and do something new and fresh inside of us. So our Heavenly Father, today we just ask that you would pour out afresh upon me, upon every one of us, wherever we're sitting watching this, pour your Holy Spirit afresh into our lives. Help us to begin again, even if we've done that many times before. Help us to say yes today. Help us to be made new. Help us to sense that there is something of your power and life in us that we can share with our world. Jesus, be the wind in our sails. Help us to be caught up like a sailing ship catching the wind, or that eagle soaring on the up currents of the air. Just come and take us and help us to catch that. Michelle, would you lead us in that song, that prayer?
Thank you for listening. To hear previous weeks and for more information, go to beaverparish.co.uk/sermons.